Is this an absolute, a definite, a 100%? Can I confirm it? I've just been handed a note, guys, and the producers have handed it in to me, and we apparently it's true. The Garth Brooks comeback special event. It is with great regret that Aiken Promotions today announced that the five concert Garth Brooks comeback special event at Croke Park has been cancelled. No concerts will take place. The ticket return process will be outlined tomorrow. Aiken Promotions have exhausted all avenues regarding the staging of this event. We are very disappointed for the 400,000 fans who purchased tickets for the Garth Brooks comeback special event. End of statement. And that was issued by Jerry Lundberg, Public Relations. And they are the people who are doing the PR on this particular event. Anyway, we're going to hear a lot more about this as the day goes on. Now, needless to say, there's going to be an awful lot of disappointed people around the country who had tickets in their love for Garth Brooks, but the news is official. I was handed this piece of paper read out and Eileen confirmed it. You heard there in the news. So it's the real thing. There are no concerts, no Garth Brooks concerts for the moment, at any rate, going ahead. What will happen next? I know that we were there at the very beginning. Brenda was in Dungan and remember for the opening of the shop that was selling the tickets. People had queued all weekend and we're going to talk to one or two of those ticket queuers shortly, we hope, to get their reaction. But it is big news in Ireland, no doubt about it, and a big loss of revenue to the city at this moment in time. But anyway, we'll see what happens. And you have to say also that in fairness to the residents who objected, they're quite entitled to object. And I suppose you could say it's David v. Goliath, and on this occasion, David has won. So there you go. That's democracy, and there's nothing wrong with democracy. Wouldn't it be worse if everything was imposed on us? So on one hand, you say, well, you know, they were able to challenge the decision, and they won, and that's good, because it means that the big guy doesn't always win. So that is good. And on the other hand, you'd say it's an awful loss of revenue and all of those people coming in, and it's a bit of a disappointment. I don't think it affects our reputation the way people are saying restore our reputation. That's a load of nonsense, because the next time you do it, you won't make those mistakes. These things will be signed, sealed and delivered before the tickets go on sale. But at any rate, disappointment. I don't think anybody particularly wins in this case, except perhaps democracy. Roisin Slater, how are you today, Roisin?
Not too bad, Derek, how are you?
You're hanging in. You met Brenda in Dungannon when the Garth Brooks tickets went on sale. How long did you queue for the tickets?
Oh, for 5 days.
Tell me what it was like. Take me back.
Oh, you know, the crack is sound like. It was cold and up there and wind and stuff like that. And, you know, we don't want to start here, like, that we'd get tickets and get to see the man himself.
Yeah. And what tickets did you have for which night?
Oh, aye, for Saturday night for the Hogan's Down.
Oh, is there going to be that biggie, right? That big one.
Oh, aye. That big one, yeah.
And you're a big Garth Brooks fan?
Absolutely.
How long?
Absolutely. Oh, since he started out, like.
Yeah, and have you seen him in concert before?
Oh, I have indeed, yeah. Seen him various times.
And this was the comeback gig?
This was the, you know, the man says the final straw, like, so, you know.
So how are you feeling?
Absolutely got it. Absolutely got it. I can't believe that Aiken Promotions and Dublin City Council and that there has let 400,000 people down here. Not just from Ireland, from all over, from America as well. People have booked and made reservations, paid out big money for hotels, and they're not thinking ahead, these people. Definitely not, because this was going to be the gig.
Well, I suppose Aiken Promotions, if they were here, and I am not a spokesperson for Aiken Promotions, I just want to say that at the outset, we'll say that, you know, well, it went through the planning permission, it didn't get the planning permissions, the residents prevailed, and the concert is not going ahead, and it's not their fault. And Garth Brooks, if you're to believe that, he issued the statement last week saying five concerts or no concerts, so I know that Peter Aiken flew to the States to meet Garth Brooks, as I understand it again, listening to news bulletins, to convince him to play the concerts, and we don't know who said no. So Garth might have said, that's it, I'm sticking by my original statement, the one that was issued on my behalf at any rate, that I'm not playing them, five or none. Now, there are people texting into us. Can I just tell you what some people are saying, Roisin, if you don't mind?
Go ahead, yeah.
Let me see. Serves both Aiken and Brooks well. They had got three and then they got greedy. Well done, Dublin City Council, for standing up for the residents. Another one says, a great day for the small man, woman and true democracy, says Joe.
I know where the people's coming from in Dublin itself. Like, yes, there are concerns about different things and different aspects. But at the same time, like, you know, why did they wait so long in the month of July to cancel these gigs when they had 5 months to do all this?
You wrote in, it's Brenda here, I met you outside Stuart's music shop in Dungannon on the 30th of January at about 7 right. o'clock in the morning. You'd been
did.
Queuing for 5 days. And there was a great kind of as the build up to 9 o'clock and the excitement and everyone was singing in the queue and there were guys going around and they were selling bus tickets to and from, you know, from Dungannon up to Crow Park and back, and there was a lot of business being done, a lot of crack being had. Then the shutters went up. I don't know if you were the first, but you were in the second, third in the queue and you got your mm-hmm. tickets. And
that's
I remember,
right, yeah.
if you don't mind me saying, you're a tough woman. I think you drive a truck, is that right?
I drive a loading shovel.
Drive a load in your... And I remember when you held those tickets. You
oh,
cried.
I got emotional.
You cried.
I did.
Yeah. You did cry, didn't you?
Another text message here. Democracy, Derek. 400,000 people in favour of a concert and 350 people against. Explain how that's democracy. Well, there are processes there which people can follow. Planning permission.
That's correct.
You know, it did say subject to licence. They didn't get the licence. That's the
but
bottom line. Residents objected. No, I'm just making the argument. I'm not, by the way, can I just say, Roisin, I'm not objecting to the concerts going ahead. But then again, I'm not affected by that. I don't live near Croke Park. It doesn't affect me. I'm not the biggest Garth Brooks fan in the world. But I could absolutely see the man is very talented, a fantastic musician and singer-songwriter. He would have brought a huge amount of money needed at this time to not just the city, to the country. Because people
that's
are flying
right, yeah.
in from abroad. So I would have been all for this. But I'm just stating, on the other hand, there's a process. It went through the due process and it didn't come out in favour of Garth Brooks and Aiken. That's what I'm saying. So that is democracy. There's a process there. So you can't knock the residents. It's not fair to have a go at the residents for saying we don't want it. I know some of the residents did want it. No, I know you're not. I'm just saying to some of the listeners who are there. A lot of people now are giving out about the residents. But actually, a lot of the residents wanted the concert to go ahead. There were some that didn't.
From their point of view as well, like.
Yeah, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. And the residents, they followed due process. And on this occasion, they came out on top. So you can't really beat them up for the process.
However, I will say that the audience who would go to Garth Brooks, they're not the type, as far as I'm concerned, I could be wrong, but I don't know, Roisin, would be urinating on the street or vomiting or
it's
whatever.
It's not all about that. People are saying
that.
They can't get into their homes. They've been stopped by the Gardaí. Mm. They can't drive their cars here.
You know. From their own houses.
Yeah, yeah. And this is what a lot of the complaints are about. But Roisin, you and your fellow fans are devastated.
I'm telling you, it's not just that. I had a space in my arm for his signature to be tattooed on, and now it's going to be blank still, you know.
Well, you might meet him another time. Tell me, had you got your hotel booked and everything else?
I had everything booked, hey. I've lost it all.
Would they not give it back to you?
Oh, no, damn it, here's him.
But listen, why don't you come and have a nice weekend in Dublin anyway? And this is what I say to everybody who's booked a hotel. Okay, there's disappointment about not getting the tickets to see your idol. But it doesn't mean you can't come to our beautiful city and enjoy
the crack. It's not the same, Derek.
Hang on a second.
It's not the same. Not when you're feeling a little bit low.
You're still feeling, but you're going to have a good time. Come
to
Roisin, how many people were you travelling with?
Oh, 6 of us.
Come on down.
Well, I'll tell you even better. I think I'll look about to see where he is playing next. You know, he could be playing in like England or somewhere next.
Yeah,
and if he's playing somewhere local like that, I'll fly over and see him.
Of course
there.
You will, yeah. But if you're telling me you're going to lose your money on the hotel, then it doesn't make sense not to come to Dublin.
No, well, we got hotels and all, you know, from the RTE studios, you know, for being down in RTE studios.
I didn't think we were running a B&B.
Late show.
What?
You're slipping up.
I saw you on the late
night.
Yes, after you appeared on this show, they're always nicking our guests.
All our best guests, Roisin. But Roisin, the thing about Garth, and I'm trying to explain this a little bit to Derek, it's the songs are very personal to everybody in an individual way. And that's a huge loss, because I know you were particularly looking forward to hearing those songs. Not so much kind of the whole event, it was the songs. Am I right about that?
Oh, you're correct. Oh, you're absolutely right. They're Brenda. Like, you may just stick to the CD from now on, or the iPod, or the iPlayer, or whatever you want to do.
Listen,
as far as we're going to get them.
Will you get your money back for the ticket? You will, I presume. Yeah.
I still have the receipt. No, like, you know, so I should get all six tickets. Taking money back,
yeah, because somebody has been on to say, hi Derek, I just would like to say, imagine if everybody who bought their ticket donated the refund to charity. The news would travel across the world and would show what a beautiful people the Irish are. It would increase our revenue in tourism and brilliant charity Solace, who take care of inner city children, would blossom. What do you think about that?
But at the same time, you know, if a lot of people just might afford the ticket at the time, and maybe skip the car to get that ticket, you know,
I know that is true as well. Yeah.
Not everybody's got the right amount of money sitting in their back pocket ready for all this kind of thing.
Absolutely. Eileen Leaklip says, hooray, victory for the little folk over the GAA and the bungling promoters. See, there's you've got a mixed society now on this one. Hi, Derek. I'd rather Christy Dignam 1,000 times over Garth Brooks. Thanks, Derek. Great show as always. Oh, and hello to Brenda.
Hello.
From Jeanette. Aslan worth 1,000 more than Garth. Isn't Christy a true hero? Says Eileen, who's listening in Adair. Aren't we a great little country all the same that it's on its knees, that we can turn away tourists, part-time work and millions in revenue because a group of people are really objecting to the GAA and the handball alley? What's next? No All-Ireland? Well, no, I don't think sporting events have to be licensed in the same way as big concerts, because I know people are concerned, you know, that this is going to affect our chances for the Rugby World Cup and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think it's the same for sporting events.
Definitely in sporting events in this year. This year could last for 7 hours, and a sporting event could only last maybe 2.5, 3. You know, a concert will last maybe a bit longer, and people tend to linger about it a wee bit more.
I know, you were going for the whole experience, Roisin, weren't you?
I was indeed, yeah.
What was your plan to come up that evening?
We were to meet with BBC Radio Ulster tomorrow in Jean's Stewart's Music Shop, or Stewart's Music Shop in Dungan, and Annette Faye, and she was to chat with us, 6 of us. And then we were to meet with Belfast Telegraph and people that got there. But we were pushing to see could we get meeting the man himself for VIP passes, which were hoping that we could get, you know, but we just didn't get them at the time, like, you know, but we're pushing for them. And the next thing was, before they met them on, I was to get him to sign my arm, you know, and get it tattooed on straight away, like, you know, get it tattooed on. I think that much of them, like.
Can I ask you?
Sorry.
No, I don't want to disturb you. Sorry, Roisin. Go on.
Go ahead. And we were all going down individually on the Saturday night, with different people, you know, but on the Tuesday, there was 8 of us going down, the 8 that camped out, you know, out at Stewart's Music Shop in Dungan. We're all going to go down on Tuesday night, you know, and have as a man says, a knees up. You know, I don't drink personally myself, but I'd been watching them, you know, how can I? But that's what the plan was anyway. It was to be a weekend of just sheer fun and enjoyment. And
well, listen, you come down and you have the fun and enjoyment and sing a few Garth Brooks songs outside of Croke Park. I mean, that's what you do. Come down and just sing the songs outside and have a little vigil. Listen, can I just ask you, do you think Garth Brooks has any blame in this at all? He said 5 concerts.
Definitely
or
not.
No.
Hold on a second.
There was a statement issued on his behalf saying 5 concerts or no concerts, and now there's no concerts. I'm just wondering out loud, do you think he's any blame at all himself?
No, definitely not, because at the end of the day, this all should have been ironed out, sorted out, long before this man even thought of coming here. Yeah. This all should have been tossed above board and everything before this man arrived, and then the tickets go on sale.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen again anyway, Roisin. I think this is the last time it's going to happen like this. Lovely to talk to you. Sorry you're not getting to see the concert, but I would encourage anybody who's got tickets, if you're listening and you've booked a hotel, please come to Dublin anyway and enjoy the lovely spirit that's in this city over those few days. Thanks very much indeed, Roisin.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye. RTE Radio 1.
Well, a lot of people are going to need Kleenex tonight. 400,000 sobbing fans around the country. Derek, just to remind you, the GAA is also made up of little people and the grassroots. No, I know that. I understand that. Please don't misunderstand what I am saying.
You're reading out
text. I am just trying to be balanced. I'm just trying to give you the overview that, you know, some people wanted this concert to go ahead. Others didn't. The bottom line is they went through due process and they didn't get the licence. That's the bottom line. And residents objected. They're entitled to object. Other residents wanted it. They're entitled to say that. It went through due process. That's what I meant when I said democracy. At least, you know, there wasn't a fast one pulled. At least you now know that, okay? And the people weren't stamped on. Regardless of what you think about that aspect of it. I'm sorry for everybody. As I said, I don't think anybody wins here.